Hi, my name is Nathan Totten. Welcome to Cloud Cover. I'm joined today by
Nick Harris.
Bam. All right. It's been a couple weeks since we've had an episode.
We've been around the world.
We've been traveling a bit. You've been to Europe twice in the last 4 days.
That is true.
Or the last 2 weeks.
Something like that. 3 weeks.
Yes, you've slept a total of 45 minutes this month.
Yep.
So, very good. We're gonna start. So we were looking at some of the analytics data of Cloud Cover, and it turns out you guys don't watch the end of our shows very often. So that's disappointing. But we're gonna try shorter episodes, which will be recording multiple ones on the same day.
Yep.
So we'll be wearing the same clothes for multiple episodes. But the good news is when we're traveling, we'll be able to release content, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So we'll give it a try, see how it goes. Let us know if you hate it or like it. I don't really care. We'll just probably do it anyway. No, I don't know. So we'll give it a go. Shorter demos and whatnot, and probably less news. Anyway. So this episode, we're going to talk about Metrics Hub. So what was it, about last week or so? What's it, the 4th? It was 10 days ago or so. We announced that Microsoft has acquired Metrics Hub. So for those not familiar, have you used Metrics Hub before?
Actually, I have not.
Have not. So this will be new to you also.
Yes.
You'll stand here quietly for this episode. But Metrics Hub is an analytics tool. It was actually one of the accelerator startups, the Microsoft Accelerator for Windows Azure by Techstars. Mm-hmm. Very long title. Yeah. But it was an accelerator startup, so they actually just, I believe they're a pretty new company. But basically, they built an analytics platform, analytics tool, gathers analytics through, like, they have an agent that runs on virtual machines. They pull in cloud storage data, things like that. But they're in the Windows Azure Store. Previously, it was a paid service. When we acquired them, we now actually offer it as a free service. So it's free for everyone to use. So it's pretty cool. But it's, again, sign up through the Windows Azure Store, and it's real easy to connect up to your Windows Azure subscription. So it's actually super easy to use. So this should be pretty short. But basically, I just wanted to show really quick how you can use Metrics Hub to monitor your Windows Azure subscription.
And I guess one of the key things here is, if you go to utilize the store and you click on it and it says it's not available in your region, sorry, but we are working towards getting store available in all regions. At the moment, it's available in over 20. It may even be up to around 40 by now, but it is coming, so hang in there.
Yeah, good point. So, and the other thing along there also, it might give you a warning that your account isn't, I think it says something like your account isn't eligible.
Right, yeah.
So if you have an EA account or an MSDN account, you can't yet use the Windows Azure Store. The workaround, though, is actually, well, it sort of stinks, but it's easy, though. Like, so if you have for Metrics Hub, for example, if you want to use Metrics Hub to perform analytics on your, say, your EA account or your MSDN account, it's actually quite easy to do so. So you just have to go through. There's a bunch of hoops. It's a bad workaround, but we're working on getting it fixed. But right now, you just create a new MSDN or a new Windows Azure subscription, a regular paid subscription. Mm-hmm. But remember, Metrics Hub is free, so you can actually create it's actually what I'm going to show in the demo. You can actually create a Metrics Hub subscription, and then the way you connect Metrics Hub to your Windows Azure account is by importing your publish settings. Mm-hmm. So if you import you can import any publish settings once you have a subscription.
Right.
So all you have to do is import your publish settings from, like, your EA account or your MSDN account, and then you can manage all of that. And that's actually what I'm going to do, because I have most of my stuff is actually in my my Microsoft EA account. So we'll import that and do monitoring on there. So it actually makes it so you can use it. So it's a little bit of a workaround, but you can use Metrics Hub still for free on an MSDN account or an EA account through the workaround. So just a little bit of...
So basically a large number of people won't have to worry about that at all.
Yeah.
And you'll just have the experience which you're about to show now.
Yeah, exactly. So click. So it's in the store in the add-on section of the portal. So let's just click purchase add-on, and it's actually the first one right here. It's called. It's actually called Active Cloud Monitoring by Metrics Hub. So just click next, and there's only free plan now. So you just select that, and you've got to have your name, which can be anything. Select your region, so they're deployed in all of the regions, because you would want to. And I don't know if that. I suppose it makes sense to. So I'm actually going to import a publish setting that has like stuff in all kinds of regions. So you can do monitoring from all regions, but I guess maybe performance-wise, like I don't really know if it would. Since outgoing bandwidth is free, like I'm not entirely sure what it would. No, I'm not entirely
inbound.
Excuse me. Yeah. So perhaps. So yeah, I guess if they're if they're downloading your logging data from a different data center, it's going to probably cost you bandwidth. Whereas my guess, I would assume if it's in the same data center, you're not going to have as much issues. Plus, there's performance things. But you can choose whatever region you want to create it in. Click next. All right, so it's created. So let's just go click in there. So from the portal, we can access all. We can access like you can kind of access the management and the settings. There's not really much to it, so we're just really going to go to the manage button. Like for most services, like if there's no. I don't think. Oh, there is connection info. Okay, so if I guess they have an API. So like most for if you're creating like a Mongo database or SQL, like basically you can get all your connection information. And for them, if you want to access their API, you can get that connection information there. But we're just going to actually click manage. Go to the, now this is the Metrics Hub portal outside of the Windows Azure site. And so we don't have anything imported into our account. So I'm just going to go to account and subscription. And I'm going to add a Windows Azure subscription. So this is, again, we can import our publish setting. So I've already downloaded my publish setting for my other subscription, but I'm just going to click download because that's how their wizard works, and then just close that. And now I'm going to actually import my subscription from my enterprise account, my Microsoft account, because that has more interesting stuff in it. So let's go ahead and import that. Click upload, and now you're going to see here I've got a whole ton of stuff. Let's turn off some of these. And basically we've got a bunch of things here, so let's just leave. I got four accounts now. Click start. And now it's going to actually go and collect information. So it's going and actually collecting the diagnostics information in tables, like website, not website yet, but like logging data from like that's all stored in Windows Azure tables. They also support if
so
you.
What is it monitoring? You've previously deployed a service and downloaded the publish file, and that was what you just uploaded.
Yeah, so it's actually going in. I uploaded the publish setting, so it's actually going and pulling all the monitoring information from like basically from our Windows Azure table accounts. So after I upload my publish profile, I'm basically given a list of things that I can monitor. So so I've got a number of services here deployed in this demo services account. You may remember Wade's Babelcam, just some other ones, what's up, some demos. So there's a number of different ways you can actually do monitoring with Metrics Hub. The easiest one is just with Windows Azure Diagnostics. So Metrics Hub can actually pull in diagnostics data from table storage from the Azure Diagnostics, and I can go ahead and turn those on. Let's turn those on here. The other one is I can also have an agent run. So this one here, this is the continuous integration server. It's actually a Linux server running Jenkins for our builds for the. It's a Windows server running Jenkins for the builds for the Facebook C# SDK. All right. So there's actually an agent Metrics Hub has that I can install on a virtual machine to do diagnostics. I'm not going to do that now just for the sake of time, but basically I can install those agents and then pull in even additional monitoring from a virtual machine. But again, the easiest thing is just if I already have diagnostics configured, just turn it on for Azure Diagnostics for table storage and then pull that in. So I turned on a few of those here, and then let's click start now. And now it's actually going to pull in and collect data from those diagnostics tables, and then give me some nice monitoring information. So this will just take a second here. So now let's set this up, and it's actually pulled in a whole bunch of information from our account. So I've actually got a ton of things here. You see my bill, which on this account is quite a lot. So we've got a bunch of stuff. Actually, we see the a Facebook demo app does push notifications. We see all my instances are running. Babel Cam, we see that we actually turned this off because it was Wade's, and you see here it was $700 a month, and he hasn't worked here in a while. So we turned this off. So this actually isn't running. I guess the instances are still deployed.
It's still costing money.
We should probably delete those.
Yeah.
And then we've got Blob Share. We see we have this Blob Share app that's running. Mm-hmm. We've got our Facebook Continuous Integration Server, just one virtual machine. It's running. Some other demos that are turned off. And then we have some that don't have any deployments, so they're down. And then we have some actually. So it does logging of. It does actually do storage diagnostics too, so we can see for this demo Bob Storage, which is a little app I made in Bob Share. This is what we use to actually send videos to Bob. It's a little uploader tool I made. So you see the capacity, how much data in and out, things like that, the requests. So you can do that I've got a number of storage accounts here. You can kind of go through there and see those. So a lot of different information in there.
Very cool.
Yeah. So there, and you can even dive in. So let's go ahead and get. Let's go to the Babel Cam one and dive in here. So you can kind of dive in and see even more information. They chart things like latency time, total requests, availability. They do availability monitoring, all kinds of stuff like that.
Custom charts.
What was that? Yeah, you can create custom charts, which I never really did before. Let's see. Add some capacity, network error, object count, just some random other ones. Averaged, sure. Save. And so you can do custom charting. I guess the things I chose are all zero, quite as interesting. But so you can do some custom charts. Queue length. So if you're doing Windows Azure Storage queues, you can find out like how much you can use this to see like are your queues filling up. So a lot of interesting things there. Obviously they have time. You can go back further. So that was storage. So there's also other options. We can go in and see they actually do some monitoring for websites. So we've got these are just some. I've got a demo for Ember that I deployed. Websites are pretty limited right now. I don't know if they do full diagnostics, but they at least monitor that it's up and running. You can see this my site.azure website is down, so I can see that. So it's actually started to pull in even more stuff while we're working. For virtual machines, let's go back over to, here's my build server. I can click into there and get even more information. So I've got charts. So I don't believe I have much diagnostics. You're right. This one's a virtual machine. So for cloud services, I would just pull from table storage. For this one, this is a VM, so I need to install their agent to pull in information. So a lot of different things. I mean, there's like a ton of stuff you can do in here. So really cool. I think this is pretty nice for basically being free. So a lot of different things you can do. I think that's really a little bit of an overview. This is a virtual machine here, a cloud service I wanted to show you. It looks like this is Babel Cam. We don't have anything enabled, but for cloud services, you don't need the agent. This just pulls from the normal diagnostics, so you can configure your Azure Diagnostics like normal and pull that in. And then you get the associated storage accounts, things like that. That's another thing that's actually pretty cool. It's automatically kind of associating storage accounts, different things together. So I've got this cloud app associated with this Bob Share demo storage account. It kind of connects those all together, and that's based on the connection string in the cloud service setting. So some pretty cool stuff. I think really good, really nice. We have a number of other monitoring services. There's a New Relic in the store, which is also quite good. This is free though. I think it's a great way to get started. I definitely recommend checking it out.
I believe New Relic do offer a free tier as well.
I think they do. So I think just good to have multiple options in the store. Both of them are great. Great products help you out with monitoring of your services. So
awesome. Definitely worth
a look. So cool. Yeah. So that's really about it. That's, I think, for our first short episode. Mm-hmm. We'll see how this goes. So thank you. I guess, do you have anything to add?
Good job.
Good job. All right.
Slow clap.
Slow clap.
You get the audience.
Perfect. So with that, thank you for watching Cloud Cover, and we'll see you next week.